Field Day Part 2. He had let me fall asleep in his lap for a few minutes, my body and mind worn out from our first game. I woke up slowly and saw him grin down at me when he realized I was fully awake. The look on his face made me shiver, and I remembered that we had more games to play. I sat up gingerly, careful not to scrape my raw ass against his lap too much as I moved to look at him. I leaned up and kissed him softly, showing him my thanks for holding me. "What's next, sir? What other games do you have planned for field day?" I asked, scared but excited for the answer. I danced around a bit on the deck, looking around for any clue. He looked my body over before standing slowly, his body pressed against mine as he crowded my space and reached around me to grab my ass. I considered it, but didn't want to step back, happy to feel him along my sore skin. I even moved forward so that my nipples could drag across his chest. I closed my eyes, letting the moment distract me from the looming festivities. He chuckled and pulled me out of my sweet self-pleasure by taking my hand in his. He walked with me over to the table full of toys and prizes, eyes calculating as he ran them up and down my body, considering me. He was thinking about which tools he needed, it seemed. He picked up a wand and a thin, whippy cane, then turned to me. He had me put my arms out to hold the delicious and scary threats. I watched him closely as he piled them into my hands and turned back to the table again. He told me to pick out one pleasure tool and one pain tool for myself. I looked over all of it, eventually settling on my favorite dildo for pleasure. It was the clear purple one that's so much fun to practice my throat skills on. I went with my favorite spanking toy for pain. I call it the loop, a hollow teardrop shape made of a hardish rubber tube attached to a handle, with a string of pretty metal marbles inside to add weight to it. The loop is one of my favorite spanking toys because of the hard thud it makes against my ass and the different shape of welts it leaves. That toy could bring me both pleasure and pain, so I thought I was being sneaky, even though it was obvious he knew just how most pain made me feel. That's why he put this day together, for my happiness as much as his. He let me take it, though, adding it to the pile in my arms. He grabbed a big, shiny ball gag and topped off the pile with it. I stared at it, and then him, and he only smirked, grabbing two measuring cups and a blanket before walking over to a soft spot of grass in the yard. He laid the blanket down on the ground, kneeling to take the toys and tools from my hands, and lay them out as I wiggled my toes in the grass. I watched him and wondered what all of these would be needed for, and why in the world he had measuring cups. He laid everything out methodically besides the ball gag. He kept that in his hand as he tugged me down to kneel next to him. He smiled into my face as he handed me the gag, telling me about the new game. "In this game, my pet, you are in competition against yourself, since you are the only participant in this field day. So, to make it more exciting, this is also a bit of an experiment. Pleasure versus pain in My Little Princess. You're going to wear this gag while I bring you pleasure and while I bring you pain. I know that both will make you drool all over like the messy baby that you are, but which will make you a messier girl? So that we can find out once and for all, you will be holding a measuring cup and catching all your slobber as you cry and come for me. One measuring cup for pain, one for pleasure. It's your duty to catch as much as you can. Anything that gets missed is just a loss for you, so make sure you're careful. If you drop the cups or they spill, then that's on you. You will be punished handsomely. I promise you that. So, my darling, be very thorough. Whichever measuring cup has more drool in it when I decide we're done playing, you'll get to pick something from that category to enjoy with me. Do you understand, my darling? I nodded, looking up at him with wide eyes. I was amazed that he decided to spend so much time coming up with such tricky, diabolical games for me. However, the more I thought about it, the more I realized that this was exactly the kind of thing he would think about when his mind wandered. Again, I knew we would both win and lose this game no matter what happened. But I knew in the end it would be fun and exciting for both of us, so I was all in. Yes, sir, pleasure and pain, measure the drool, be a good girl. I recited it all back, my voice quiet and nervous as I eyed the toys again. You got it, my good girl, now turn around for me and open wide. He helped me put the gag on, and I held my hair up for him while he buckled it into place. My mouth was open so far, but it wasn't painful, at least not yet. I looked up at him with big blue eyes. I didn't know yet just how this would work. He simply put out his hand to help me back to my feet and leaned down to kiss me on the forehead. I think you'll like this game. Just don't forget the rules, sweetie. Collect as much as you can, and don't you dare drop it. Try to make me proud on this one. Now, tell Daddy thank you and we can get started. I glared at him best I could, but my heart wasn't in it. I was really excited to see what he had in store. I finally managed to stumble through trying to form the words, "Thank you, Daddy." And he seemed to be happy with my attempt. I'm sure it was completely incomprehensible, though. He pushed one of the measuring cups into my hands and ran his thumb down my cheek with a smile, letting me nuzzle against his hand. He carefully helped me sit down on the blanket. He moved to sit next to me so he had a view of my entire body, then handed me my wand. Go ahead and sit on it, sweetie. I'll control it with my phone, and you just make sure not to miss any of your messy drool. Oh, and I forgot one thing. You aren't allowed to come until I'm satisfied and know which one is winning. Not even if you ask. Not until the end. Okay, sweetheart? I nodded, eyes wide and wild as I tried to think of a way out of this particular rule. This was going to be impossible. I finally calmed down and realized I had no choice, moving the wand to be right under my clit. I clung tight to the measuring cup with both hands, holding it right under my chin. I looked up at him and took a deep, stabilizing breath through my nose. He smiled so sweetly as he flicked his thumb over his phone, not even looking at it. I instantly felt the wand come to life under me, the vibration low but persistent as I kept my eyes glued to his. I squirmed a bit, calm and proud that I could hold it together, even in this situation. The corner of his mouth lifted higher as the vibration grew, my still swollen clit so sensitive against the powerful machine. I sucked in a sharp breath and found my hips moving to try to spread the sensation down onto my lips. Knowing that was the only way I would be able to handle this without coming, he tisked and slapped me lightly on the cheek, shaking his head. No, my sweet, you aren't getting away that easily. Don't worry, I won't let you go over the edge until I'm ready. I'll take care of you, baby. Trust me. Do this for me. I narrowed my eyes at him, but he only tucked my hair behind my ear and caressed my cheek while he turned the wand up just a bit faster. It took my breath away. He put his hand on my shoulder to help me move my body back so that the wand sat exactly under my clit. I cried out around the gag, unable to say any words, but needing to let out the desperation somehow. That's when I felt the first drop of spit falling down my chin. I thought fast and made sure that I was ready to catch it. I centered the cup under my chin properly. I knew that I needed to do this game right. I felt my toes start to curl up. There was a low growl deep in my throat. The gag didn't block any of the sound as it grew, as I felt myself get closer to the edge. I glared at him again, and he eventually turned the wand off. He laughed as he watched me try to get the mess from my chin. It was only made worse by my panting as I came down. He waited for me to get my breath back and turned it back on again. With no warning this time. I cried out, closing my eyes tight as I fought my already quick approaching climax. I squeezed the cup tight, collecting as much drool as I could. My body was starting to shake as I sat on the wand. Finally, he switched the vibrator off. A second before I'd hit the point of no return toward an orgasm. I hunched forward a bit as I tried to regain my composure. Knowing we weren't done yet, I sneaked a peek at the measurement. I was surprised to find that I already filled an ounce of drool for him. That's it right there. You're doing perfectly. You're such a messy little baby. But so far, you're doing well at catching it. Let's make it a little harder. Set the cup to the side for a second and lay down for me. I did, and I spread my legs for him. Careful not to knock the cup over. My good girl, you're a far messier baby than I thought you were. You're just dripping down here. Silly me for grabbing lube. I always forget how much thinking your cunt does for you. It's always so nice and shiny for me. This should slip right in. Oh. He slipped in my favorite dildo, making sure I was all the way full before helping me sit back up. The wand against my clit again and my entire cunt full with the toy. Standing up and sliding the rest of the way onto the dildo made me whimper. He was right. This was going to be quite a bit harder. Keep it in, pet, and remember, don't come. Show me that you want to do this just for me. Oh, I barely had time to grab the measuring cup again before he turned the wand all the way up to its highest setting. My body immediately went on high alert, tensing up and shaking. I begged as hard as I could through the gag. I knew that the words were entirely incoherent, but I also knew that he could read me well. He could read my body like it was his own. I'm absolutely sure he knew exactly what I was begging him for. I only lasted through about 16 seconds of whining and squirming before he had to turn it off. My body was dangerously close to breaking the rule without having any control over it. I looked up at him with big, needy eyes and tried to beg him with my look instead of my mumbled words. Even though the wand was off, my cunt pulsed hard around the cock inside of me, threatening to come without anyone's permission. I I took a deep breath, and when he turned it on, it felt like my clit and the dildo were both vibrating. The feeling was so intense that I wasn't sure if my eyes were rolled back or closed for a second. I even forgot how to breathe, trying so hard not to come yet. I nearly dropped the cup, but I held on to it more tightly just in time, keeping it clutched to my chin. He let the shaky, on-edge feeling build and sink in until I screamed out in frustration. After what seemed like an eternity, he turned the wand off and let me catch my breath again. Slobber dripped from my chin into the cup. I tried to clench my teeth, but the gag wouldn't allow me to. That made me even more frustrated. I cursed him, glad that he couldn't make out my words. Unfortunately, I could see by his smile that he certainly understood the sentiment. He just shook his head, laughing silently as he turned it right back up as high as it would go. I screamed loudly around the gag, surprised I was able to make so much noise. I cursed him again and bit into the ball in my mouth. I growled at him, needing so badly to get off that I would do just about anything. He must have seen it in my eyes, because he turned off the wand and then set his phone down. He helped me pull the wand out from under me. He laid me back on the blanket, slipping the dildo out of my cunt as slowly as he could possibly go. It was torture as each rubber vein ridge ran over every nerve ending inside of me. I carefully put the cup to the side and enjoyed the sensation, clenching my hands into fists and biting down hard to hold back as the new sensations brought me right there to the precipice again. He set the dildo to the side and ran his hands through my hair, smiling down at me. He laid down next to me, running his fingers up and down my tummy. I realized that this portion was finished, and my breathing was back to normal. He petted me until I was ready to continue. You did good, baby. Let's just see how... Fuck. Let's see just how messy you were. He grabbed the measuring cup and held it up, pretending to analyze it until I giggled at him. He nodded, setting it back down. I raised my eyebrows at him and smiled around the ball gag. 1.5 ounces of drool. I honestly expected more with the messes you usually make, my sweet little dummy. I'm proud of you for not coming. Do you think you'll make it through the pain without coming? He got up and ran up to the deck. He came back with 2 pillows, stacking them in the middle of the blanket. He patted the pillows and helped me move so that I was lying on them. The pillows were under my tummy and pelvis to lift my ass in the air for him. He made sure that I leaned on my elbows so that I could hold the measuring cup for catching the pain drool. He looked at how wet I was for a long moment. He teased that maybe this time he should measure how much wetness came from my cunt instead of my mouth. I held tight to the cup and braced myself as I watched him pick up my beloved loop toy. I made sure I was positioned so that my chin was over the cup and I nodded at him. I knew full well that there was no way to be more ready. Here we go, darling. Now let's see exactly how much you can take. This is the toy that you picked. Count each strike for me. I tried to mumble my protests, but the gag was again eating all of my words. He shushed me after a second of listening. Shh, baby. I know you can't talk, but I still want to hear you try. I think it'll make you sound just like the little dummy you are. Plus, I bet that by the end of this game, you won't be able to use the words with or without that ball in your mouth. So come on and count for me, pretty please. Here we go, darling. Pretty please. I sighed and looked forward again. Moving back over the cup and ready to feel the pain from him, I closed my eyes and breathed in deep through my nose, getting ready for my first strike. The loop was fairly small, but the shape in the hole in the middle really let it get some momentum. The heavy weight added to the momentum. Oh. And that thing packed a wallop. A nice deep thud. He lightly bounced the loop of marbles on each of my ass cheeks a few times, just teasing me with no pain at all. Instead, it was a reminder that he could do anything that he wanted at any moment. He could pull back and strike me with all his might before I even noticed he moved away if he wanted. He could keep hitting me so lightly that it was like someone just patting my bottom if he wanted. He could stop touching and teasing me and walk away until he was ready to spank me if he wanted. Luckily, I got my wish on that one. In less than an instant, he pulled his arm back and let fly the spanking toy. I felt my body move under the impact first. Next, I heard the slap of the rubber with my flesh, and the resulting grunt that came out of my throat. The deep ache that settled into my skin was the last sensation to register. I tried unsuccessfully to actually make out the word one around the gag. I made sure to be careful and not move away from the cup, but I closed my eyes to enjoy the dull throb that was starting in my left ass cheek. He knew it was one of my favorite feelings, so he let it sink in before he took aim at the other side, making a matching horseshoe-shaped welt on my right cheek. I sucked in a sharp breath as the pain began to spread through my body, as if it were a jolt of electricity. My sad attempt at two came out as a breathy moan. He let me enjoy the feeling from the first two whacks. He watched over me as the pain traveled from my ass to my cunt, to my tits, to my brain, to my fingertips. I could feel it everywhere. He waited until I let the sensation relax me, letting me lull myself into a false sense of security. I closed my eyes and rested my chin on top of the cup. As soon as I was peaceful enough to let my guard down, he caught me again. He brought the loop down on a new section of my skin, but this time he did not give it time to sink in. Each strike didn't dawn on my nerves until the next one was already making impact. Each new flash of pain made it harder to try to mumble out the count around the gag. The pain was turning into something different as it traveled through my body. It made me even more wet, and I felt myself back at the edge again. I knew I was going to get something extra from messing up my numbers, but I had a hard time remembering what number came next, what number was last. He still tried, though. He laughed at each miscount. He even counted how many times I messed up. He managed to tease me with his correction at the same time as I was trying to figure out what to call next, which made me miss the right number even more often. Look at my cute little dummy. You can't even count. You can barely keep yourself from coming. I think you're having an even harder time trying not to come from this than you did with the sex toys that are made to get you off. What a silly little baby. Let's see if you can keep it up. You've already miscounted 13 spanks, my dear. I wanted to glare at him, but the delicious pain made me want to stay in the moment and not get upset with him. My brain was in its happy, floaty place, one of my favorite places to be with him. And yes, little one, I know what number you're trying to say when you actually get one out. Even with the gag, Daddy knows all. So keep trying and don't you try to trick me. He gave me 8 super hard whacks, all very quickly. It threw me off his earlier rhythm and made my counting impossible. Within 40 within 40 solid blows, I was a whimpering mess. I squeezed my legs together. The fire inside of me was fully ignited again. Another edge right at my fingertips. I cried out as he hit even harder for the next 10, not having realized he was holding back before. Each thud threatened to throw me head first into an orgasm. I locked my ankles to press my thighs tighter. With each moan that escaped my throat, drool began to run down my chin. There was nothing I could do to stop it or make sure that I wasn't making such a mess. No, I had to measure the mess I made, just to show him how filthy I am. I made sure it fell right into the measuring cup, about the only thing I could reliably concentrate on, as he gave me such an intense butt beating. Especially after all the play we had already done that day. He told me to take a deep, deep breath. And I did, of course. He brought that loop down on my ass harder than he had ever hit me before. I screamed around the gag, although I didn't realize any sound was actually coming out of my body. He let the pain soak into my skin again before telling me to take one last deep breath for this portion. I sucked in hard and the impact of the tool shook my entire body that time. The scream that tore through me was threefold. I couldn't control it. It helped the excess pain leave my body. It expressed the torment that strike had me in. And it announced the first wave of the intense orgasm that began to wash over me. He stood back and watched me shake and ride through the rest of the orgasm as it flowed through me. I couldn't hold back any longer. I closed my eyes to ride it out, making sure I enjoyed it since the rule was already broken. Once I finally came down from my orgasm and had the presence of mind to open my eyes again, he leaned down next to me. He pushed my hair out of my face and shook his head with disappointment. I could even hear it in his voice. My sweet little dummy. What do you think you're doing here, baby? Do you think I didn't just watch you come the hardest you've come in days? From me hitting that cute little bottom? Oh, I saw it, princess. Just like I heard you miscount exactly 19 times. My eyes wide. My eyes widened as I looked up at him. I cringed as I realized that meant my punishment was going to be multiplied. My brain was too fuzzy to think further ahead than that, not knowing what he had in store for me. I closed my eyes, accepting my fate. I relaxed against the pillows under me, resigned. He laughed what would best be described as an evil laugh as he got up and walked away for a minute. When he came back, he walked up behind me, not letting me see what he grabbed. I didn't have the energy to try to twist around to see what it was, so I concentrated on holding the cup still. It wasn't quite to the level of the pleasure cup yet, but I wasn't sure which I wanted to win. I just had to get through the hard part of the pain now. So, you messed up the super easy game 20 times. There were only 3 rules, my sweet pet. There's only one left for you to break. Do you think you will be able to handle it? Are you going to break the very last one? He teased me, the tension in my body building back up as I wondered what he was going to do to punish me for my infractions. I hoped to goodness he wasn't going to make me count again. That's what got me into this whole mess. Maybe I really was the dummy he kept calling me. I whimpered and pressed my thighs together as tight as I could. I was determined not to mess this up again. I closed my eyes. I knew I was not going to like what was about to come, but I wanted it all the more. He just waited and waited silently. He didn't move or speak. He waited so long that my entire body relaxed again and he kept silent, even still. I almost fell asleep. He cleared his throat after forever. The sound was so startling that the flinch through my body knocked me off the pillows. He laughed and held me back up into position. I concentrated only on making sure not to let the measuring cup spill. He unhooked my ankles and spread my legs wide apart. This isn't a rule, little dummy, but do not move your legs. If you do, he will not like how I make you open them again. I want to see that drooling little cunt while you fill that cup with the rest of your slobber. So, we have 20 punishments for you. Are you ready, princess? Nod your head for me if you're ready. I obviously nodded. I wasn't done yet. There were things I still needed to do. I needed to take my punishment. I needed to feel more pain. I needed to be pushed to my limits. I needed to take what he had to give. I needed to show him I could play his games. Since you're too dumb to even count, my pet, you do not have to count this time. I'll do it for you. I have literally made this game so easy that all you have to do is catch your own spit. At this point, come if you need to. I want you to at least be able to make it through this game without breaking all the rules. I sighed, desperate to please him, and I tried to brace myself for whatever he had planned. I was not ready whatsoever for the deep sting that crossed the back of my thigh after another long beat. I heard the slap of her thinnest cane against the very back of my thigh. Instantly, searing heat ran from right above my knee to up to my ass cheek. I cried out loudly as he laughed and counted the first strike for me. He called out 2 as the cane cracked against my other thigh. The first tear of this game rolled down my cheek, and I wondered for half a second if it would go into the measuring cup and count toward the pain collection. But that thought evaporated as he crossed the welts on my thighs with another strike going the other direction, over both legs at one time. With that one, oh, With that one, the tears began flowing freely. Oh, but so did the juices in my cunt. I screamed, but I kept my legs open. The fourth strike of his cane was a few inches above the last, making a crisscross on the back of my legs. Look how much you like it, my filthy little baby girl. I love seeing you so wet for me and the pain that I give you. 16 to go, princess, and then we measure. I'm not sure you can do it, but I sure hope you can. He placed the next 8 strikes on the back of my thighs in parallel stripes, one after another. Never in the same place twice. Each time I heard the thwack, it matched with his count out loud. I could hear the joy in his voice as he made me cry out so often. I was so busy processing the burning, stinging pain in my thighs that I didn't realize how close the edge I was until I was already diving head first over it. I came so hard that it made my entire body shake. The drool I had already collected was sloshing dangerously in the cup. I whimpered and then... I whimpered and let the pain and pleasure fight inside of my body. Both came together in the end to keep me orgasming for about 30 seconds. All of my nerve endings exploding for one reason or another. While I came down from the body-racking orgasm, he kneeled beside me and stroked my back to help me come back to earth. Thankfully, he didn't raise the cane again until my breath was back in my chest. It took a bit, but we got there. Once I was calm enough, he stroked the side of my head so sweetly, letting me nuzzle against him. He came around to look me in the eye and made sure that I was still fully with him. I knew he would stop if I needed to, but I was almost there. My body was exhausted, but I wanted to finish the punishment with every cell in my body. He nodded and kissed my forehead and crouched next to my knee. His body turned toward my feet. He ran his fingertips down each of my calves and spoke softly. These last 8 are going to hurt a lot. I want to make sure you can take them. Not until you head to the right if you want me to finish so that we can get to the prize of the game. I knew he was serious and I wanted him to know that I didn't intend to go anywhere. It took me a few seconds to figure out which way to tilt my head, but I did it. I felt my entire body try to tighten to protect itself, but I was just too worn out from both the pain and the pleasure. He handled the cane differently this time, holding the handle flat against the blanket and lifting up the other end. He bent the cane to its limit, up high above the meatiest part of my calf. I heard him take a deep breath of his own and then a swish through the air. As the cane came into contact with my unmarred skin, I screamed like my life depended on it. My vision went white as fire ran through my nerves deep into my bones. It was like no sound existed in the world, only the pain. My tears flowed freely, and I was no longer in control of my body. Now my only control was over my mind. Though my cunt had quite a bit of control over that as well. The sting felt different this time, but I couldn't figure out why. He repeated the new strike until he got 4 total on that calf. leaving lines of torture behind him to decorate me with his marks. He patted my bottom as he moved over to my other knee. He kept his hand on my back this time, helping me stay still. He put the cane's handle under his knee and cocked it back again. Although I knew to expect it, the sharpness of the cane against my calf made me jump. I moved so much that the measuring cup fell out of my grip, and the whole thing spilled all over the blanket. He didn't notice, so I thought for a second I might get away with it. The thought floated away quickly with the others as my brain processed the hot pain in my left calf. He finished out the floor on that side and finally put the cane down. He put it right next to my side and then came to kneel in front of me. I looked up at him, my entire face a mess of tears and drool, my neck now wet since the cop had fallen over. He saw what I did and his eyes widened, as did his grin. I knew you couldn't do it, dummy. You couldn't even hold a cup for me. We'll have to get you a sippy cup for your bodily fluids next time, huh? Well, that's another rule broken, princess. And I was so ready to give you your reward. Last punishment, kitten. Clasp your hands behind your back. Maybe you'll be able to at least hold your own hand for me. Hold on tight, buttercup. He sounded so happy that I could get one last punishment in. He stood at my hip. He didn't give me any warning at all before he brought the cane down on my ass. The swing was harder than I had ever taken from a cane that thin. My entire body tensed, and all I could do was whimper. The pain was blinding. But I knew that I didn't need to see for him. I just needed to feel for him. I let the fire sink into my soul this time. I was so close to another orgasm, but the pain was overwhelming. He put his arms around my tummy and pulled me up so that my ass was in the air. My face was on the pillows I'd just been laying on. He squeezed my hips tight, careful not to touch the burning welts all down my backside. I knew he was speaking quietly, but his voice was the only thing I could hear. Oh, you did it, sweetheart. You took all the punishments. I can't believe you broke so many rules, but you did it. I'm proud of you, and it's time for your reward. Since you spilled the pain cup, I guess you cheated your way into the pleasure reward. Lucky for you, that was the one that was winning anyway, had you not spilled. More importantly, I wanted to give you the pleasure. Plus, you were such a good girl. You really do deserve this for taking those strikes, baby. Today we got to try something for the first time. I promise I'll take care of your marks after you get your prize. I had no idea what he was talking about, but I didn't care. I knew I was about to get pleasure from him, and my brain couldn't comprehend anything else. I closed my eyes, and the pain and pleasure both raced through my veins. After a lifetime of waiting, he thrust his hard cock straight into my cunt, all in one shot. The stretching, the sudden fullness, him becoming one with me. Everything together sent me flying. I screamed as it came on his cock. So hard that no sound came out this time, the gag entirely unnecessary. He kept his cock buried deep inside of me as he came like I didn't know how to do anything else. I bucked and shook in his arms. Every movement making my ass and calves burn, but I didn't care. Every care was out the window as I floated away, anchored only by his arms around me. The orgasm felt like it wouldn't end, and he started stroking in and out of my cunt until I started to come back down. He gingerly laid me back down on the pillows. Stay here, darling. I need to get some medicine. I wouldn't have been able to even move if I had wanted to, so I had no chance to disobey or question him. He came back and I... He came back and I felt him wipe up the backs of my calves. He ran the soft fabric along each strike, which I could still feel individually. He was so soft with the towel. He was so soft with the towel. As a soft cloth scraped over my skin, I realized that he was wiping up blood, not sweat. The last sets of cane strikes had split my calves and my ass. That must have been what he meant by a first for us. We never broken skin before, but it was something that we talked about often. My chest welled with gratefulness for him. For doing this for me, and pride for being able to handle it. He softly put medicine on the cuts as he wrapped a new blanket around my body. He carried me inside to the bed and laid me down with a sated smile of his own. He slipped out of his clothes and crawled into bed behind me, his body the perfect fit against mine as he pulled me against him with a strong arm. He kept his arm around my hip and tummy, hugging me tight to his chest. He kissed the top of my head and stayed right there as he whispered, "I'm so proud of you, my little kitten. You broke the rules, but you did so well. You took everything I had. I have more games, but I want you to rest first. Plus, I need a nap with my princess. She's exhausting." He chuckled quietly in my ear. "You're safe right here with me, and I'm going to take care of you, princess. Now let your thoughts stay in the clouds. And join them in your dreams. I adore you, my darling." And all I could think of while I drifted off was his words and his warmth. Thank you.